jungle. Of the jungle. I don't know how that works with all of us here. This is sort of a jungle, a radio jungle. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, working on a very important set of circumstances here, which bring us all together. Ken Kessler is checking social media for us. Good day. Let's see, what do we have here? Social. Go backwards. I always screw this up. Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter @Good Day Show. So, having worked over a number of things in the last week, the last days, some of these things that are on the social media that we post are, or that you post, actually, are trailers of stories that we've been on. So, Kenny, you want to bring us up to date on what's there, what people are saying, what they believe about life, liberty, and the pursuit of information?
Sure. Yeah. We were talking earlier this morning about a new poll that was out that said that the attitudes of Americans seem to be shifting against Edward Snowden. More than half now think that criminal charges are justified. And Jay says, seems the only thing prosecuted anymore is telling the truth.
Hmm.
Rob says, as far as if his attitude has shifted, he says, yes, I support him more now than I did before.
All right. A little on both sides of the street, as it were. All right. So worry about Snowden is to waste. It's worrying is negative goal setting. And thinking about things you can't do anything about, that certainly is him. By the way, we'll talk a little about worrying. Dr. J.Q. Maher is going to join us in the next half hour. Also, a focus on nature and what we can do in nature, connected to nature, that will make you happy and healthy, or happier and healthier. Richie, certainly, with his treatment. By the way, Richard Fadden is here, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler. Richie's going through his treatment for Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it's changed a lot of things in his life, including what he eats. And we were talking about the way to get yourself set up on all kinds of things that anecdotally will help you stay healthier, because your immune system is under attack. That's right. What chemo really does.
Yes.
Kill your immune system.
Absolutely.
So you got to be very careful where
you
are.
So I get
to
come in and play and not be bubble boy until my immune system starts getting weakened, and then I get to stay home and watch the overhauling and the car shows and the cooking, the food.
Duck Dynasty.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, Duck Dynasty.
That one I can't handle.
All right, so we have news today. Richie's following a story from the Westboro Baptist Church in Kansas, where apparently there is some controversy, not necessarily about the church. Well, I guess this anything that you do focused on the church is going to have some ramifications, what is going on in an ancillary fashion. So what's the story behind the story here?
Well, apparently a Satanist has been charged with desecrating the gravesite of the Westboro Church pastor's mom.
Really?
And it looks like what he did is, the Westboro Baptist Church is against homosexuality, and so they protest the funerals of returning American soldiers who have been killed in action, and say that it's because, America allows homosexuality and gays and blah, blah, blah. So this guy got two gay guys to lean over the Westboro pastor's mom's gravesite and make out and posted pictures of it.
Perfect.
And now they're being charged with desecrating the gravesite.
Why? What'd they do? They didn't take a crayon or a spray can and do anything. They didn't take the flowers out of the ground around the grave. They stood there and kissed. So how is anybody going to prove that that's desecration?
I guess that's what they get to go to church for.
Did they do any physical damage?
No.
Go to church, you mean go to court for?
Go to court for.
Go to church. these people. Crazy. There is a...
I think it's pretty funny, though.
Why? Well, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
It's still the guy's mom, though.
So?
I mean, he's...
Isn't the guy's mom at all. It's a bunch of bones in the ground.
I guess.
Mom's not there.
But where did he get his views and values and opinions?
Mm-hmm.
From her? Or would she be as shocked and appalled at him as we are?
Hopefully she'd be shocked and appalled, but who knows?
So there are posted at DougStephan.com today four signs that will present themselves if you have had a past life.
Ooh.
How many think about past lives, who you're connected to, how you're connected to them? How about the person that you're married to? How about the children that you have? How about your mother and father? Those are oftentimes where there are strong connections, but there are other ways of connecting. So if you've wondered why, for example, you don't like heights, or when you look into the eyes of somebody, you feel like you know them, the answer is you probably do. There's a book called Miracles Happen, and the author is Dr. Brian Weiss, who happens to be an MD. So he's presented all four of these things. Would you like to know what they are?
Sure.
Okay. That old familiar feeling, Dr. Weiss says, and by the way, these things happen. You come through past life regression. No, you do past life, soul regression, sometimes past life regression. And with that, you grow your mind, your body, your soul, as well as strengthening your present-day relationships. One of the most common signs of past life is, as you suggested, deja vu, the sensation that you've met a person before or have visited someplace previously. Sometimes this feeling is a sign of a past life with a particular person or a specific place. For example, if you're having anxiety attacks and it takes place somewhere in Greece, this lady had anxiety attacks when she was on her honeymoon. When she and her husband left for Rome, the anxiety attacks disappeared. When she went to this doctor for a regression, found that she'd been killed in Greece. So, made sense that she's nervous, right? Got it? Some people buy it, some people don't.
Okay.
Next, do you have vivid, detailed dreams of yourself in different times and places? That's probably a past life memory as well, according to Dr. Weiss. Past life recollections aren't always actual memories. They may also contain symbols and metaphors that need to be interpreted so that their meaning and message can become clear. These symbols are no less powerful than literal ones. Think of past life scenes that you have, and I would ask more specifically, all right, Richie, because you're moderately cynical about this stuff.
Yeah.
What in your dreams do you feel like you've ever been somewhere in your dreams that you actually haven't been to in this life?
You know, if I dream, and I know I do, I don't remember them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very rare that I wake up and go, oh, yeah. But no, most of my dreams are about things that kind of happen in day-to-day life,
mm-hmm.
That I remember anyway.
Day-to-day life. What about you, Jennifer?
I think same thing as Rich, probably. I think, I don't know, there's moments that you feel like you've just done it before, you know?
Right.
But you're talking about, do I dream that I was a Viking?
Right.
Know?
Yeah. Good point.
Not
so much.
Kenny, what about you?
I hardly ever remember my dreams. I get deja vu quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
But I rarely ever remember dreams.
Hmm. Roberta?
She's dreaming right now.
Right.
I know.
Nice job, Roberta. All right. So anyway, a couple of other items here that put you sort of in a place that you may consider having had a past life. Sometimes there are things that you get that you know. For example, history. If you do well in history, do you know why you're good in history? Why are you good in math? Why are you good in foreign languages? Why do people so easily learn Chinese, for example? Or whatever it is that you're attracted to in terms of work, that kind of stuff, or some hobby that you have. Do you think that's just by accident? Or do you think it comes from an experience that you may have had in a previous life? I think there's an argument for it. For sure. Now, anybody think that that may not be the case?
I don't think that that makes an argument for it. I think that if you are, quicker to pick up Italian, it may be because your brain is wired. Now, you could certainly prove me wrong, but with the statements that you just made, I'm not going there yet.
Okay. Well, you don't have to go there at all.
You jump off the cliff right when you're like, yeah, I believe that.
It makes sense to me, and it doesn't make sense to you. That's all it is.
No, it would make sense if that, in fact, were the case, that you had a previous life.
The book, by the way, that these are coming from is a book called Miracles Happen. Also, the fourth level on this rung to see if you have had a past life has to do with traveling through different lives with the same group of people or the same group of souls. He calls them soul mates, soul companions, soul families. We seem to learn our spiritual lessons and accumulate or resolve our karma with our soul groups.
At some point in time, with every woman you've ever dated, you think that you've been in a past life with them. That makes
To me?
Yes.
No, I do not.
Ridiculous havoc going on in your past
life. I don't believe that at all.
You don't?
No, not at all. I've never said that. I think Meredith and I have been together in many past lives.
Oh, just Meredith and you.
I think. Well, I don't know whether it's just Meredith and me or not. I think, as a matter of fact, Tony and I had experience in past lives.
Right. Okay.
But I will definitely tell you that there's not anybody else that I could come up with.
Did you date Meredith in a past life, or was she just your neighbor or something?
No, she and I she and I have been together in the same sort of relationships about umpteen times, it would appear.
Really?
Yeah. So, nice to get it straightened out.
How come you didn't meet her when you were 27 then?
Because I wasn't supposed to meet her when I was 27. I was clueless at 27. I'm not.
That's true.
Yeah. Some people still think I'm clueless at my age at the moment.
You have your moments.
Yes, thank you. And so do you. We all have those. Yeah,
for sure.
Anyway, so you want to study that. The four signs you may have had a past life are posted at DougStephan.com.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You can save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Granger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books. You carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
Mark your calendar for Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Start the weekend saving with Young Men's Levi's 514 jeans for just $39.99. Get 45 to 55% on great juniors brands. 50% off all Carter's and Oshkosh Bagosh playwear. And 20 to 50% off athletic shoes. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Save Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Kohl's expects great things.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Sleepy blue ocean, you fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you.
One of the
drown in your laughter.
Great.
Let me die in
positive, romantic songs. Let me die in your arms, that kind of stuff. I've always thought John Denver was such a great musical storyteller. And this was such a great example. I was still a disc jockey when this song was number one during this week in July, end of July 1974. John Denver was number one with Annie's song. There's a little bit more of that. Imagine him.
He irks me.
Why is he irking?
Well, I like him so much, and he was a great, talented musician.
And he decided to build that plane. So,
and okay, sure, you're going to build your own plane. Check the gas gauge, stupid. You know, we lose artists due to, like, drug overdoses, but, you know, it's part of their creative juices, and, you know, they get carried away, and it just happens. But not checking the gas gauge on your homemade plane, that one could have certainly been averted.
Yeah, it sure could have. All right, so anyway, yep, number one song this week, 1974, a little musical memory here on the Good Day program, 25 after the hour. Apparently, Stephen Colbert has come up with a tribute to the new royal child. And as much as I'm not necessarily a fan of Colbert, this sounded like it was kind of funny.
He's absolutely amazed at how great Kate looks 24 hours after giving birth.
This afternoon, the royal couple finally emerged holding the yet-as-unnamed new prince of Cambridge. Of course, Kate's a trendsetter. So, ladies, this is the new standard for what you must look like less than 24 hours after giving birth. Smiling, glamorous, hair perfect, radiant, and fresh. Okay? Step up your game.
There you go. Help yourself to that one.
So, and it also helps to have the royal makeup artist inside the hospital room
right.
with you.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yep, right. Yeah. Our poll today at DougStefan.com is a reflective question based on the story that we have posted at DougStefan.com about past lives. Do you believe you've had one? A, yes, I'm certain of it. B, I'm open to the idea, but I don't have any particular feelings about it. C, I'm not sure, but sometimes I feel like I have. D, I doubt it. E, I don't believe in past lives, so you can fiddle around with that if you'd like to. Poll at DougStefan.com. A lot of people go in every day just to take the poll. That's cool. The poll yesterday, by the way, how often do you skip breakfast? Let's see here. 53% of you said you never skip breakfast, so that's good. Got a good report card there. 21% of you said almost every day. 16% of you said just once in a while. 7% of you said a couple times a week. And 2% said a couple of times a month. I don't know where I would be were it not for breakfast. It's something that goes on. It's not something I sit down to as far as a meal is concerned, but it happens during the whole course of the 5 or 6 hours that I'm on the air. And I bet Kenny does the same thing. You got a little bit
snack
here.
Snack a little.
What do you do for protein for breakfast? How do you get your protein in the morning? Because you eat a lot of nuts.
Well, but there also is protein in the shakes that I am making. I put, what I put in the shake that I'm using for my supplements.
Jennifer told me I went to chia seeds. Mm-hmm. I got flaxseed now to put in my shakes and your smoothies.
I have bananas in this week's and pineapple and raspberry I threw in there. I have some whey protein that I put in, the powder protein, standard process cleansing thing that goes in there. There's a lot of things to put it in and take it.
Good Lord.
Actually, one way or the other, help yourself. There's a story. Do I have time for this? I don't have time for it. Do I?
Not really.
I wanted to call your attention to the happiest ages of our lives, and I may be able to do that. Actually, maybe I'll tie that into Dr. Jay Kumar, who appears with us here on Good Day in the next half hour. It's 28 past the hour now on Good Day.
And now, the lens of liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
In today's immigration debates, Congress is considering whether to extend citizenship to certain groups it deems worthy. Minors who are brought to America by their parents, people who serve in the military, graduates with degrees in engineering or technology, agricultural workers, and others. It's easy to understand the case for each of those groups and more. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we would realize how un-American it is to grant special privileges to special groups. Our nation was founded on the core principle that all people are created equal under the law, and all are entitled to equal protection and equal rights. Congress ought to fix the problem for all in the same way. Picking winners also means picking losers, and that is not the government's job.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
PaidAtHome.com won the American Business Award. This is how our listeners are earning from a few hundred to several thousand a month from your kitchen table, even while you sleep. Like listener Nancy, who earned $1,500 month one, saw that jump to $5,000 to now over six figures. Your six-figure income coach will show you how to earn that kind of money from home, too. Hurry, they're giving away $1,000 to someone this year just for checking them out. PaidAtHome.com. PaidAtHome.com. Income not typical. See PaidAtHome.com for income expectation.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent feeling.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/26 and 27.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
You are now considered a terrorist. It doesn't matter if you have served your country dutifully. The federal government, the IRS, and the NSA are targeting Americans just like you. Because of your beliefs and because of big government's corrupt policies, you are a threat and fall into the same category as a terrorist. Now they are monitoring everything you do online. You are at risk unless you know how to disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to protect yourself. That's privacyradio.com.
Happiness is a choice. Having people choose to be happy now. If you're living in the now, let's just be happy now. Can you be happy every day? If you can, three cheers for you. If you can't, why? We were talking earlier about worrying, negative goal setting. I didn't get any of that stuff. Well, actually, in reality, of course we do. We all get into it, and I'm one who does it, and so are you. That doesn't mean we don't have a goal to not go there. It just means that our mind, our work hasn't been done enough to get us to a point of not worrying or getting to a point of not being happy. So let's sort of see if we can stir that around with Dr. Jay Kumar, who will be with us in a few minutes on the Good Day program. Also, this discussion that I was having that I kind of wanted to go back to, the ages through which or in which you seem to be happy. As long as we're talking about being happy, the story at DougStephan.com, the study, thinking about where, I guess I went to this after Geraldo said 70 was the new 50.
Yes.
Right? Happy. There's a recent study that indicates that the ages at which you are most satisfied with your life are between the ages of 23 and 69. So he's 70. Mm-hmm. He's obviously not satisfied with his life right now.
23 and 69, that's a big...
That is a big
chunk.
The study that identified those two pinnacle satisfaction periods was conducted by the London School of Economics. Involved a massive number of participants, like 24,000 people, mm-hmm. ranging in age from 17 to 85. What goes up must come down, in a sense. Happiness declines on the way into our mid-50s and goes back up. So in other words, you're happiest when you're 23, happiest when you're 69, and there's sort of a fiddling around that goes on in between at those two ages. At 23, I was clueless and wasn't very happy. And I don't know what will happen when I'm 69. I hope I'm going back up to. I've been in these stages, as many of us have, up and down, probably four or five different stages of my life where there have been good things going on, great things, success. If you ever have an opportunity to find a really good astrologer and can remember the good and the bad in your life, compare that to the information that you get from the astrologer and see what you recollect about your life and where you've been and how it engages with your chart. With mine, it is exact, almost to the day.
So you should be able to tell your future. When does all this havoc end?
Actually, next month looks like a pretty good month for me, Richie, in terms of
from here on out, or
yeah, it looks
forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
Next 7 years. Look like they're pretty productive.
Starting next month. I'm going to hold you to
how
it.
How exciting. Right? I know.
It is.
Let's have a party.
Actually, it starts on Meredith's birthday, which is the 5th of August.
Really?
Yep. That's when a lot of changes will take place. So let's see what it all amounts to.
I can't wait.
You know what it'll be? It's all about focused on being happy.
Yeah.
That's it. Whether or not things really change, will I just be happier with the reality that exists, or will things really change?
Oh, your chart doesn't say that?
Doesn't say what?
It just says you'll be happier. It doesn't say why.
Well, it doesn't.
A rip off.
It doesn't say anything because it's an interpretation of events that go together. But I'm sure we could probably get somebody on that would do your chart, my chart, Jennifer's chart, Kenny's chart, whoever's chart you want to do, and see how it relates.
What if it says you're going to have a terrible seminar?
It doesn't say anything. It doesn't talk. You look at the
info. What if the interpretation is you're going to have a terrible?
If there are plenty of that, there's plenty of that. And a good astrologer will tell you,
this is
not good.
I mean, you know. Okay.
But you know what? One of the things that happens.
I walk into a palm reader and they say,
have you been to a good palm reader or a bad one?
No, I mean, two in the morning.
Five
beers into my evening.
Right.
And then,
you walk along the boardwalk in Georgetown,
and you walk into the palm reader and they tell you everything's hunky-dory. You're going to meet your lifelong love.
Waste of time.
Really?
Waste of time. Complete waste of time.
That's what spoils it for me.
But those are fun.
I know.
Yeah, they're entertaining.
Right. My favorite
that's
is
paying
Bob.
For.
Do you know a Bob?
Yeah, right. And that's and they do have.
Well, yes, I know
that.
A Bob.
Uh-huh.
Could be a Bill. Bob or a Bill.
Something with a B.
Plenty of those bad people around.
Boob.
Plenty of them.
Yeah.
Yep. Plenty of them. All right, so where are we with I just told you the story about where you're
I'm excited for you.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, listen, if it happens, even though say,
make
it happen.
No.
One of the things that is good about these sorts of things is that if there's something in there that's sort of a warning or a danger sign, you learn, okay, this is what it says could happen.
So you can change the
pattern. Right. Knowledge.
Yep. So it's not destined.
Well, it's destined if you know that there's something there and you can...
It's kind of like Back to the Future. You're changing the future.
That dramatic.
Or a hot tub time machine. You can't do something
because
you might change
exactly
the future.
That's exactly what it is.
Wow.
It's more like be the ball.
Mm. Let me get to the winner of our contest, the Dream Big America contest this week. A lot of activity at our text line and at dreambigamerica.us, the website highlighted, and so did we here at DougStephan.com, the 3 2-minute pitches from Paulette Fox of Life Ice and Joshua Goldberg of We Counsel and John Jacobin of Bot. And as it turned out, most of the voting was as it went down this last 28 hours on the website and people calling in. As a matter of fact, that was more active this week than we had in the previous 2 weeks. The texting line DBA to 612-22-DREAM brought us around having John Jacobin, who runs Bot in Des Moines, Iowa. He's the one who wins, and he contests next Tuesday against the previous winners. The first winner was Alicia Harold from My Ed Match in Kansas City, and the other winner was Lucky Lou Lights, Allison Carenza. Lucky Lou. Right. Don't get carried away. At any rate, so there's the winner from this week. Congratulations. Kind of cool. He won the July 23rd Dream Big America. There was a lot of voting here, and it was pretty tight up until the end. So the advancing to the finals takes place next Tuesday against the two previous weekly winners, and so we'll see how we do with that and where it all goes. This is our way to help people who are entrepreneurs or want to have a company and do successfully. We're going to try to help them out to get to the next step. And that's what this is all about. Okay, in a moment, Dr. Jay Kumar with a focus on nature and how it makes you happy and healthy. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh, what's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The mills were overstocked, so they came to us. We struck incredible deals on incredible floors, and we're passing the deals on to you at Lumber Liquidators Overstock Flooring Sale. All bamboo is on sale for $149 a square foot. Get laminate flooring from 49 cents, and our best laminates up to 33% off. Prefinished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices, plus special extended financing. Overstock Flooring Sale is going on now. Get to LumberLiquidators.com or your local store for your big deal today.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by Procter & Gamble. When it comes to a laundry list of things to do, spending time with your family should be at the top. But the average family does around 400 loads of laundry each year, and that's a lot of time spent in the laundry room. But for the time spent, decorator and blogger Jenny Comenda of The Little Green Notebook has a few suggestions.
For your laundry room, make it a fun space. By taking off the doors on a few of your upper cabinets, you'll open up the space and create an efficient place to store baskets. By using products from Tide and Maytag, you can get clothes clean in one wash and have more time to spend with family and friends.
For more of Jenny's tips and to enter the Brilliant Clean Sweepstakes, where one winner will receive an e-design consultation by Jenny, a Maytag washer dryer, a year's supply of Tide, and $5,000, visit www.tideandmaytag.com. Again, that's www.tideandmaytag.com. I'm Wes Benter.
Very active on Facebook, Dr. Jay Kumar joins the Doug Steffen Good Day Gang. Our family is not complete without some of the help from these great people that are so supportive of the program. So, let us deal with nature. You're big into brains and that sort of thing. That is the connection between, and we were just sort of talking about this. I'm sure you heard us talking about being happy and how much of a choice that is. It's easy to say that it's a choice. It's easy to say, I choose to be happy.
Yes.
But in fact, I guess I'm trying to figure out what makes happy people happy, because most of the time I'd like to think that I was happy, but I know I'm not. In reality, I know I'm not.
Well, you know, that's a really good point, Doug. I'm so glad you brought this up, because I'm so passionate, as you know, about how our brains, our body, and our being, how can we really achieve authentic health and happiness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you make a really good point. There's a distinction between, you know, voluntary or volitional happiness, like choosing to be happy or making the right choices. But there's also an evolutionary built-in, you know, mechanisms within our bodies to make us happy and healthy. And what we're finding is that one of the easiest ways, if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling stressed out, overwhelmed with life or work or whatever the case may be, if you just step out into nature, your brain will automatically, within a few seconds, shift from its scattered, altered brainwave state of stress and anxiety into this calm, relaxed state. And, you know, I want to share with you a startling statistic, and I think you're going to be really amazed about this. The average person right now, their brain is bombarded with the equivalent number of data of 174 newspapers a day.
Really?
Yeah, so I want to repeat that, because it's a really important thing for all of us to get, you know, where we live in a very active 24/7, you know, nonstop world where we're getting emails, we're getting, you know, bombarded with messages on Facebook, you know, 24/7 news cable channels. We're being bombarded. And the equivalent, the amount of information your brain is receiving on a daily basis is the equivalent of 174 newspapers worth of data. That's five times more the amount of information you're receiving today than 20 years ago.
Good Lord.
Good Lord, right. Right? Really.
And well, it depends on how it's brought in and whether, as far as your age is concerned, we're talking about also people between the ages of, at the age of 23, we seem to be happiest, and at the age of 69, yes. We seem to be happiest. And then there are flows, ebbs up and down through the course of our lives that obviously reflect whatever is going on in our lives. So anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, but what I was saying is, you know, we need to really counter all the bombardment of information that's happening in our brain. So why this is so important, Doug, is because when your brain is constantly bombarded with that barrage of information, your brain is in this hyper alert, vigilant, attuned state where it has to stay hyper focused all the time. And when that happens, your brain thinks you're in stress. Your brain thinks, oh my gosh, I've got to be alert because there's danger around me. And your brain will actually trick you. Your brain will sort of sabotage you into thinking when you're bombarded with so much information that it has to be in this very hyper-controlled, very hyper-vigilant state. And unfortunately what that does, it prevents us from stimulating this naturally inbuilt mechanism called our relaxation response. Mm-hmm. And so why, getting back to nature again, it's your nature to be in nature, or it's our nature to be in nature. The human brain evolved to be in nature. It didn't evolve sit in front of a computer screen or in front of a TV screen for, you know, throughout your day.
Can you imagine the amount of time that people spend? We were talking earlier about mosquitoes and how kids in some areas they say to their parents, oh, I'm afraid to go outside because I might get bit by a mosquito, and they have all this dangerous, horrible stuff in them. I could get this disease and that disease. And so they stay home on their lard-ass butts and watch television or play on the computer or whatever. Well, and thus begins the obesity epidemic.
There is a term for this now. And I know, Rich, you're about to say something, but I want to get to you as well. But there's a term for this now. We're showing that children are experiencing what we call nature deficit disorder.
Hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Aren't we always evolving, though, Jay? So no matter whether we are staring at a computer screen for, you know, and that's, hey, listen, it's part of our future. That's what humanity is going to be for the next forever.
Forever.
So isn't that part of our evolution?
It is part of our evolution. The great thing about the human brain is plastic. The human brain is very adaptable and very malleable to absorb and change and adapt. But what I'm also saying is that we have to actively now
tune it out
and balance it out. We do it automatically. You know, 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, you know, we weren't bombarded with this, you know, inordinate amount of data.
So the question isn't what used to be. The question is, how will we deal with it in the future? So unfortunately we're out of time, but that's how will we deal with it in the future?
That's the question for the day.
Yep. All right. Check out Jay's postings. Facebook is a good place for you to check him out, or on his website, jkumar.com. Dr. Jay Kumar here with us on Good Day at 10 before the hour.
Look, kid, never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
Hey, it's Bobby. Fourth grade. Big announcement. This year, uniforms won't be sub uniform. Because old navy polos and tons of colors are only $5. And pants, including skinnies, just 10. So, Jess, you can be marching band Jess and Cuff skinnies. Or Jess, math and purple polo genius. Or Jess, my girlfriend. Bobby, get mom approved polos for $5. Pants, including skinnies, just 10. Let's go to old navy. Bobby. after math class.
Valid 7/25 through 8/30 select styles only.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Time.
Home improvement considerations here, or what's going on around your home, also a part of the discussion. Tom Kreidler is here from the Money Pit, and we're going to talk about whether mosquitoes are to blame for childhood obesity. You may have noticed there's a lot of spraying going on. That hasn't happened for a long time, so we'll get to the root, to the bottom of that. Tom, brought to you by the folks in the National Association of Realtors. Buyers are in the market, but there is a shortage of homes for sale. If you're considering selling, now may be the time to do that. Message brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Every market's different. Call a realtor today or visit realtor.com.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Look, kid, never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
All right, so Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit examines what's going on, what influences the value of your home and where you live, what the problems in various parts of the country. And because I've noticed, and you have too, I'm betting, Tom,
yes,
a lot of news about spraying going on.
Yeah.
For mosquitoes. I haven't heard about spraying mosquitoes. They used to go up and down. I can remember these trucks when I was a kid. The East Middlesex,
yeah,
mosquito.
They've still done it recently.
And yeah, the fog, everything on the trees, birds, worms,
killed everything.
Right. Oh, my God, you're going to be around. The East East Middlesex Mosquito Control District or something. Anyway, so they're doing it again. I'm sure they're using different kinds of sprays. And is that connected to why the childhood obesity epidemic, if that's what you want to call it, is connected to mosquitoes? Is this another convenient way to blame the problem on not eating good food?
Well, so says the Rutgers University study. They just came out with a study, and they actually determined that because parents and children are concerned about getting bit by mosquitoes, they actually have data that suggests that kids are spending less time outside in summer to avoid getting bit, and as a result, they're spending more time on the couch watching television and playing video games.
So it's actually not a direct, it's an indirect.
So the bug bite isn't going to make you heavy.
Well, not the bug bite itself, but the fear of getting outside. And they actually compared areas that were mosquito-controlled with areas that were not mosquito-controlled, and they found that there was less activity with the kids in the areas that were not controlled. So it makes sense. I mean, kids are afraid to get bit.
And this is more of that fear-based thinking. For God's sakes, what's going to happen if you get bitten by a mosquito?
You're going to get flu. You're going to get
maybe
this.
One in
it's
3
West
million.
Nile, isn't it?
Yeah, West Nile.
Nile.
Yeah.
Right. This is so bad.
Well, I mean, one of the things that they're really concerned about now is this Asian tiger mosquito.
So how many people are going to be affected by that, really?
Quite a few, actually.
Who's going to die?
You know, it's not the death, Doug. It's kids just don't want to get bit. You know, who likes to get bit?
I don't know.
You know, we're not as tough, as you.
This because you're
not
afraid
as you Boston farmers.
Is this like the, oh, my God, there are thousands of sharks off of the coast of Florida.
Don't go swimming.
Don't go in the water.
Yeah,
don't go
exactly.
In the water.
Same right. thing. It's ridiculous.
Well, they found that kids were spending 228 minutes a week outside in playtime where mosquitoes were controlled and only 113 where they were not. So basically, it cut their playtime in half.
Okay, so I have a trampoline in my backyard, and my backyard backs up to the woods and the creek and all that
right.
stuff. What should I be doing? I have the little tiki lamps with the, you know, the fuel and the candles, the citronella candles.
Right,
but what else should I do?
Well, you can't control the creek, so if you've got mosquitoes that are breeding there, you're kind of out of luck. All you can do is really protect yourself, and the best way to protect yourself is with repellent. The thing about repellent, Rich, is that if you read the label directions on it, it says you're not supposed to put that on under clothing, which means if you go out and the sun's out, you put it on your arms. When you put a jacket on, theoretically, you're supposed to wash the stuff off, but who does that?
What about growing fresh lavender? I heard that is also a repellent.
I mean, all those things, the citronella, they help a little bit, but nothing is better than DEET. DEET definitely
right.
keeps them away.
All right, so drink a couple of cups every morning, and you'll be fine. Won't bother you.
Do not drink
Life is
DEET.
Good.
Lovely.
Officially, do not drink DEET.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.